B-Pod Studios.
Waking you up. It's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew on Hot 96.9.
Isaiah.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning. Isaiah, the first caller of the day. He's the first caller of the day quite a bit. You better bring it with a good story, Isaiah. What do you got?
Man, my life is a movie. First, I'd like to say happy birthday to my wife again.
Okay.
We're on the radio station. But, yeah, so the weekend we went to Cancun for the weekend, me, her, and the two kids.
And to Cancun for a weekend?
Yes.
Wow.
For a nice little birthday trip for her?
Yes, correct.
That's nice.
Is Cancun where, like, a picture fell off the wall and everyone thought they were getting shot?
Yes.
So we actually left literally like an hour and a half before that happened. And when we landed in Boston, I got a bunch of alerts saying it was an active shooting in Cancun. But
supposedly it wasn't.
Actual thing.
Yeah, no, it was a picture that fell off a wall.
Wow.
Picture fell off a wall and people thought that there was a shooting.
Okay.
Scattered people running. It was so crazy.
What happened to being like kind of like in the middle of stuff? People either like... There'll be a shooting, and people will walk around and go, I'm right next in line to order my coffee. Let me get it while I'm already here. I don't want to get out of line. Or they scatter when a picture falls off a wall. It's like at the mall. Fire alarm goes off. How do you react?
Oh.
You keep it moving.
Fire alarm? Come on. Who moves for that?
Yeah. But yet, sometimes you're walking down the street, and somebody comes running the opposite way, and you start running with them, and you wait until they're done running, and then you go, why are we running?
You exercise? Know?
Yeah. Anyway, go ahead, Isaiah. I'm sorry. What's your...
So Sunday was the actual birthday. You know how you guys go to the lake? You have, like, the buoys with the net to keep you from going too far inside the ocean?
Yeah. Yes.
So they had those for, like, the people who are snorkeling or swimming around. And the outside, you're able to, like, jet ski, ride boats and stuff like that. So we rode jet skis. You get 30 minutes on it. I did fine on it. She got on a jet ski. And somehow she ended up in the buoys where the people were snorkeling and almost hit them. And I was like, hey, what are you doing? The guy, he had to go out there and rescue her. She came back after 5 minutes and she was shaking. So, oh my God, I thought I was going to hit the guy. The guy who was snorkeling looked at me all crazy like I was going to hit him. I was so scared. I just shut the machine off. I'm like, babe, you going to go back out there? No, I'm done. I'm like, all right, I guess I'll just eat the other 25 minutes and go out there and finish it.
Nice. So listen, if you want some fun next time you go away on one of your lavish weekend trips, next time, and immediately when this happens, pull your phone out and start recording.
I got it. I'm going to send it to you guys.
But not even a jet ski. Throw your wife on a paddleboard. Rent a paddleboard for an hour.
Those are so
and
hard.
Just, if people who don't know how to do paddleboards, just the process of them getting up on it to stand up.
Yep. I'm sorry. If you don't know how to do it, those are really
hard.
Yo,
when I went to Puerto Rico, my wife rented one, and my son went to get on it, and he was like, nah, you know what? And so what he did was he sat on it, and he paddled sitting on the paddleboard.
That's what
I do. He goes, I know what's going to happen if I stand up, so I'm not even going to get to that point. It's hilarious.
You got to stand up on it from the shore and push yourself. You can't do it in the middle of the water.
Oh,
you just
man.
Can't.
I got
Unless
on it.
Unless you're good at it.
I got on it and I was doing it, and then all of a sudden it hit me. I'm good on it except when I need to do the turnaround. For some reason, I always get confused during the turnaround. And when I had to do the turnaround because I started getting far out, I was like, crap. I'm so far out that it's like, you know how like your eyes just get drawn to something? I was at that point and I'm like, and now the entire beach is going to see me eat ish.
Yeah.
And sure enough.
It's hard.
And there's no way to fall gracefully off of one of those things. It always looks like somebody shot you off of the thing. It was disastrous.
Let's go.
Wake up, Boston.
It's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Turn it up.
In the morning. On Hot 96.9.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.